Welcome to the Sacred Womb Podcast, womb-centered wisdom for the arc of womanhood, with me, your host, Melanie Swan. Hey, how are you doing? Welcome back to the podcast. How are you in your part of the world? Rather intense times we have at the moment. It's been pretty rocky. So I'm recording this at the beginning of July 2020, and we're coming out of a period of stay at home. So this is why I'm doing this transition podcast now, but it is relevant the whole time. So do stay tuned if you're listening at a different time and we've moved into a different phase of life. Because transitions affect all of us. We all have transitions in our lives. And major transitions from one state of being to another. It's like being between two gears. So it's a natural space in time to recalibrate and reorganize to get ready for the next gear. So how we do transition in our lives really determines how we do the next phase, how well we're able and resourced to do the next part of life. And just a few examples of major transitions are from one state of being to another are from spirit to human. So that's our birth process. Another major transition for us as women is our first period, our first blood. So we're going from girl, maiden to young woman. And we have transitions in our menstrual cycle, just like there are in the moon cycle, just like there are in nature. It's not winter one day and then spring the next. There's a real gradual building and slow process of unfurling energy. So yeah, I'm going to share with you 8 things that I do to really utilize these periods of transition to access more power. And by power, I mean life force. Juice, the golden stuff. And yeah, it means that, you know, my menstrual cycle has taught me that really being present with these windows into the psyche can prove really, really fruitful. So yeah, I hope you find it really useful. I send you lots of love wherever you are. I'm getting more and more contact with people who listen to the podcast, which is fantastic. More of you are joining the Sacred Womb private Facebook group. It's a lovely grounded community in there if you aren't already in there. I just want to say hello to some of you who are further afield than me. So Rachel in New Zealand, hello. You're very far away from me on the other side of the world, but I know you're listening. Patty in Australia, thank you for being welling up here. Thank you for being such a wonderful presence in the Sacred Womb Facebook group. Now I'm going to forget everybody's names. Oh, I knew I should have started this. Okay, well, I'll just say a massive thank you to all of you. And I really enjoy the Facebook group and also connecting with some of you on Instagram as well who listen to the podcast. So, yeah, big, big thank you. All right then. Well, so this is for all of you, 8 ways to use transitions as portals to power. All right. Number one, let's have a look at this, is acknowledge that you're in transition. Biggest part is know that it's happening, know that it's a transition and it's not a time of getting back to something, what it was before, or just heading straight on back into work if you've not been working, or if you've been working from home, just working 5 days a week again. Just really acknowledging that this is a period of transition. And it's like going from one state of being to another. It's a natural space in time to reorganize and recalibrate, ready for the next phase. So, yeah, I really wanted to emphasize that, because once we acknowledge, I'm in transition, it does make a difference. So, yeah, I always do that when I realize, I'm in transition. Just take the foot off the brakes a little bit and see what happens. Number two, we've got naturally, I think I already started saying it, slow down. slow down. I think of these transitions that I actually experience them as, it's like the gears in a car going from second to third, let's say. And there is a space between these gears when we're not in gear at all. The engine's still running, but we're not actually engaged in a gear. So there's a just stepping back and just really taking time to assess. So in one example of this, if we look to the animal kingdom, is when Bear hibernates. When Bear hibernates, she comes out of the cave and just gently sniffs the air that's around, puts her paws on the ground and sees how the temperature is, sees how the season is. Is spring coming yet? And she stays really close to her cave. She just doesn't come running out and ready to hunt. She really sees how the ground is laid. So, and that requires a slower pace than normal. So I find just slowing down after I acknowledge I'm in transition, I'm going, oh, I'm going to really take my time here and tune into myself and take care of myself. I find that's really helpful in itself. All right, so we've acknowledged that we're in transition. We've slowed down. Third one is go easy on yourself. Don't try and push. Don't try and whip yourself, self-flagellate and be like, I should be doing better here. I should be doing more. So-and-so is doing this. Whatever sort of form that's going to come in for you. Please, please, please go easy on yourself. We've just been through and are still going through a lot collectively. The will have been shifts personally as well. So really, really going easy on yourself and not setting expectations to get back to anything or to do something a certain way or be a certain way. We have to recalibrate. We have to have time to reorient to our new self, to our new world. So yeah, we've got acknowledge, slow down, and definitely, definitely go easy on yourself. Number four, fill your own cup first. Something that took me a long, long time to really get, not just understand, but get in my body. So really taking care of myself first. Please take care of yourself first. We have to resource ourselves to be available to others, to do our work in the world, whatever that may be. So again, it's really about taking any pressure off to be anything to anybody, to, what's that one that always, the phrase that causes problems. Ah, I have to show up. I have to, no, nobody has to show up, do anything. Of course, if you've got commitments, of course, if you're a parent, of course, when we're working, we've got commitments. We've all got commitments and things we need to do, have said we're going to do, but really taking the pressure off to do it a certain way and actually take the time to take care of ourselves first, to fill our own cup first is essential, absolutely essential. So if there's only one thing that you take from this episode, it would be this. I could just say this, and that again is going to be just really helpful. Resource myself first. And that's what I was doing. That's what I've been doing the last few months. I did some work. I've been doing some podcasts. I've been doing some relaunched the podcast, but I did it from a base of filling my own cup first. I didn't pressure myself to do anything in particular because COVID was happening. I felt that pressure at first because lots of things were coming on board and lots of people were saying things about it. And at first I kind of felt that initially, but then no, I took bloody good care of myself. And as a result, I felt very, very inspired to relaunch the podcast. So I'm not just saying these eight things as, oh, it'd be really good if you did these. I'm just made them up. I do live them. I do breathe them and I do test them out. So yeah, that's what I've learned. Fill my own cup first. All right, so number five, oh, probably my favorite, is tune in to your menstrual cycle, the pace of your menstrual cycle. So just explain this a minute. So we've got a menstrual cycle, roughly 28, 30 days, and we go through different chapters, different phases, our natural essence changes around the cycle. But we've got like four main phases. Now, this is page one, starter, beginner stuff. Please don't get stuck on this. It's just page one as a map. It's better than a flat cycle with a bit of period and a bit of angry premenstrual stuff. So it's page one. So we've got these four phases. And between these four main phases are these transition periods. And I've noticed over the years, really tracking my menstrual cycle and tuning into my natural essence each day, that I have these transition days. And one of the transition days that used to be particularly rocky for me was day 19, day 20. That transition between ovulation, fertile, just coming off the back of that energy, and that change in gear from external engagement to internal subconscious engagement. So there was something in that transition for me that was rocky. And what I do when I work with myself and women is look to the opposite place. So the opposite place on the menstrual cycle wheel, the wheel of life, is birth. So what I did was work with my therapist, and it took about 18 months actually, we went through and recalibrated my whole birth experience, and that has been transformational. Now my transitions are smoother, particularly that one, because I was sort of starting to re-experience some of that trauma that happened at birth, because it was a transition. It was effectively a window into my soul, into my psyche. So yeah, God, that was fantastic. I love birth work. And yeah, so by tuning into my menstrual cycle and learning about my transition days, I was then able to get to a deeper part of myself that was stuck in certain ways. And then I was able to access more life force once some of that trauma had processed out and out of the body. So transitions are incredibly, or can be incredibly powerful times if we slow down enough, a step back a bit, if we acknowledge that we're in one, if we slow down, we just go easy on ourselves, give ourselves a break, resource ourselves, fill our own cup first, and then tune in. What's happening? What is my natural essence right now? And it might be that your natural essence is you're feeling more fertile, you're feeling more engaging, and you can use that to really help you engage in the world. You might feel really bloody tender and like you're not ready, or you don't want to go back to the way of life that you were leading. Everything's valid. You might feel really pissed, really angry, really fed up with that power that comes in the premenstrual phase of, oh, this is not okay, that's not okay, I'm out of alignment here. Or you might be feeling like you do not want to come out of this stay-at-home period. Everything is valid, and it's really, really important to listen to your natural pace. So yeah, tracking our menstrual cycle is incredibly helpful, because we can track our natural essence and then take the action that's aligned with that. So yeah, I'd encourage you to pay attention to the transitions between your main phases, the natural essence or natural propensity of where your energy is right now. Do you want to engage? Do you want to stay in? Do you feel tender? Do you need to make some adjustments? Either way, tuning in is going to bring you down and into the body and back to your natural pace. Nature goes at nature's pace. Spring isn't rushed. Summer isn't rushed. The end of summer just goes out nice and gently. Autumn comes in. Whoa, leaves start to turn gently. So really, I do really feel that our world is very, very fast. And personally, I've unsubscribed from that mode of being, but I still feel it sometimes. It's shadows of it, little essences of it. And I do butt my head against a wall. So please don't think that I'm sitting on my little pulpit chair, whatever they're called, going, oh yes, I have slowed down to my own pace the whole time. No. But when I fall off, I get back on. So there we go. That's how tuning into our menstrual cycle can really bring us into our natural pace. And number six was taking cues from nature anyway. So I've incorporated that both in the natural world and in the animal kingdom as well, really looking to what lives in its natural state and how does that transition from one state to another? How does spring go to summer? How does summer turn to autumn? And really watching all these nuances will also slow us down anyway. So yeah, let's move on to number seven, which is rest when you need to, take action when you need to, take your cues from nature, from the animal kingdom, ultimately from your own body. I mean, I kind of already covered this really, I like to go with the flow and not break it up too much in these podcasts, but yeah, really rest. Rest is becoming more popular, which I think is fantastic. And also take action, celebrate, go for it when that natural propensity in your body, that natural momentum is rising. So yeah, but really, if you need permission from anybody else, if you need validation that it's okay to rest, you've got it, go for it. Rest as much as you want. Do it at your own pace. Which brings me to number eight, really, to remember to breathe, to ground, and to go at your own pace. I don't know if you've got any pressures from anyone in your environment to go any faster or go any slower or do anything that's not really aligned with your pace, because if we do go at our own pace, our natural essence is going to start to express, and that's what we want. That's power, that's life force, because we are in our power, we're experiencing that, we're embodying it. And I think as women, we've got this lovely resource within lovely Anchor, the menstrual cycle, to really guide us around the month as to how we really want to be and what pace we want to go. So yep, however you're feeling, very, very valid. Please, please do go at your own pace. We need you resourced. We need you in this world. Okay. All right, there we have it. Eight ways to use transitions as portals to power. Going from one state of being to another, this in-between space where you, your natural essence, can start to adjust, move, circulate, recalibrate, reorientate, and settle in a way that's very natural for you, just for you. Fantastic. Well, I've very much enjoyed talking to you. I hope you got lots from that. As always, do comment on the Instagram posts, do comment in the Sacred Womb private Facebook group. It's essential I know how this is landing. The work changes, the work grows as I grow, as this lands more and more. And you work with this medicine and I work with this medicine. And yes, it's a process of evolution. Do want to say one last thing. If you are interested in working deeper with this and really practicing, and you would like to join a circle of women who are doing this together, because that's really important when we do it together, we operate in an amplified field, then the Womb Medicine Woman training starts in September. Year one, you can do for your own healing process. So if you're just really feeling the call to do this, if your womb is starting to, oh yeah, baby, as I'm talking about this, full details are on the website. Link is in the show notes. Come and join us. We've got some amazing women already joined up. The group's already just over half full. So do check that out if you're interested in living this, really living this, and having the support of a circle of women and me who have your back to really start to sit in your seat of power. Gorgeous. Okay, I will see you next time.